really, really badly organized. And I kept thinking the whole time, it's just like, wait, just think about for a moment, all of the things that happen at Pride 48, that this annoying little man, that this annoying little like big fatty, this annoying, you don't understand people how much he annoys us.
There's a sign for everything though. I mean, you know, he can,
you don't, and you don't even think about the stupidest things. It's like there, when you walk off the elevator at Pride 48 and there's a sign that says hospitality suite and has an arrow pointing to the left, you think to yourself, oh, that's really nice. They have a sign there with it. But when you, if you stop and think about it for a moment,
Fatty did it.
But you stop and think about it for a moment. He must have had a sign that also has an arrow to the right, because there's no way for him to know whether the hospitality suite ahead of time is going to be to the left or to the right. So he's got duplicate signs printed with arrows pointing in a different direction. It's like, and then when he gets there, he's like popping these things up, and he doesn't make a big deal about it. He just goes and does all this thing, and all these things happen that are just amazing. And so I just wanted to say publicly, because I could have just, you know, called Fatty and said, you know what, I appreciate everything you do and everything, but I wanted to do so in a public forum and say, Big Fatty, as much as you annoy the fuck out of us leading up to Pride 48 every year, oh, you got to get that schedule done now. Oh, no, that needs to be done now. Oh, no, where's this? Why isn't this done now? And it's like just pushing us to get these things done so far ahead of time. It's like,
and you're not precluding things for anyone else who works on Pride 48. You're just calling out Big Fatty at the moment.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So I just wanted to say publicly, this annoying little man.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2038 of the BFO for Monday the 16th of November 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I have just returned from the...
Big Fatty, we do not need to hear that you just returned from the toilet. We don't need to hear that.
Hello, paper workers.
Big Fatty.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're paper workers, because y'all, as Poodle said, I didn't say it. Poodle said it. I have just returned from... Y'all, I sat down here to recode, and y'all, I sat down and went, ooh, y'all, I felt like Granny. And I had to get up and run to the toilet.
Big Fatty.
And y'all, as we all know, no job is done till the paperwork is finished.
Big Fatty, that is true. That is just the perfect way to start off a new week. It's just vulgar.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, time to tell you about the weekend.
Big Fatty, I keep forgetting we have new music. It's true.
And y'all, I just love it. Love it. And, you know, I got so many comments last week.
You did, Big Fatty?
I didn't hear from a soul. Anyway, so if I didn't hear from a soul, you know, most of the time, people only comment when they want to bet you about something.
Big Fatty, you can say that again.
Y'all, most of the time, people only comment when they want to bitch about something. You didn't interrupt me.
No, Big Fatty, I wanted them to bitch about it.
Oh, okay. Y'all, it just happens. It just happens as it happens.
Big Fatty, that's a good show title. It happens as it happens. Just take a moment, write that down. It happens as it... I'm writing it down for you. It happens.
Okay, well, thank you for your assistance there, Pooh.
Yes, Big Fatty, I'm here to serve. Big Fatty, that is trademarked.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Gussie, y'all hadn't talked to you. Hadn't talked to you since Thursday night when I recorded the Fright Little Show. Y'all, as promised by the Weather Rat, it became very camisole here in Charleston on Fright Day. Y'all, is a quiet day in the coal mine on Fright Day. Y'all, in fact, by the time 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon rolled around, Big Fatty was the only one left standing in the coal mine.
Big Fatty, that is truly a skeleton staff. It's true.
Y'all, old Veda. Vader, y'all, he is headed to the Great Smoky Mountains. Big Fatty, is that like Smokey the Bear? No, I don't think it has anything to do with Smokey the Bear. But he's gone to see Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVader Parton up there at the Dollywood Entertainment Complex. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I gotta say, we will be having a Vader and Bacon show. Big Fatty with lots of bacon. No, it's exactly opposite. I've got Vader calls out the wazoo. Big Fatty, and he hadn't even come back yet. It's true. So we're not gonna have that today. No, Big Fatty. Came home. I'm trying to think what I did on Friday. Evening, y'all. I can't remember. Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. Y'all, I was gonna go to the Sam's Club on Friday evening and get some petroleum products. Yes, Big Fatty, you've got enough gas. I didn't. Y'all, the traffic was unusually heavy on the way home on a full right. So I just came on home. And y'all, I think I just watched the TV machine evening and caught up on a few things that I had on the new TiVo. Y'all, I love the new TiVo Bolt. Love it. Oh, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. On Saturday, evening, y'all, the old man winner, old Jack Frost, was nipping at my nose. Yes, Big Fatty. I know what I did. I got home and I went for a nipple walk. I hadn't, since I didn't have to recode Friday evening, y'all, I went for a nipple walk. And y'all, it's nice to just get out and walk when it's crisp. Y'all, they're coming right along. Coming right along with Fat Acres. Big Fatty, is that the name? I don't remember if that's the name of it, but that's what it is today. Yes, Big Fatty. Phase 3 of Fat Acres is just coming right along. They've poured the curbing on all the roads, and they're now pouring sidewalks. It's still behind a construction fence, but they've dug the ditches at Big Fatty. The drainage system ditches that they have here in the neighborhood, and so they're pouring sidewalks now. And I really don't know how much more. I guess they have to grade the lots and everything after that. But it's coming right along. I think we'll have a new construction when 2016 hits. Yes, Big Fatty. Got up Saturday, and y'all, I fixed me some country ham. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, but y'all, it was delicious. And made me some red-eye gravy with that. Big Fatty, we love the red-eye gravy. Country ham biscuits and McCaffrey, and read the newspaper and everything, y'all. Then I was off to the Sam's Club, and y'all, I filled up on petroleum products. $1.86 is what I paid for my gas. Then I went and started my Crema shopping. Big Fatty talks each year about how it's just not Crema until Big Fatty's salty nuts are in your mouth. Big Fatty, you have a way to make everything vulgar. Well, everybody likes Big Fatty's salty nuts in their mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. So y'all, I had to get nuts. I picked up a 36 roll pack of toilet paper too. Big Fatty, it's a good thing after you just went through a couple of rolls before we started. It's true. Y'all, I got paper towels and nuts, and y'all, I'm beginning to buy things for my crema party. Got some little napkins and plates and everything for that. And y'all, quite frankly, everything's so damn expensive. But after that, Y'all, I came home and, I started making my lemon chicken soup. You know, I bought most of the ingredients when I was at the Von's East on Wednesday, but y'all, I didn't have a chicken. So I got a chicken when I was out at the Sam's Club. Y'all, they have if you ever like the rotisserie chickens, the Sam's Club has big old rotisserie chickens for $4.88. Y'all, it's a good deal. It's a good deal. So I made my soup and then I put it in the refrigerator because, you know, it's always better the second day. And piddled around a little bit. And y'all, then y'all, it seems like I did something else. Did I go for a walk on Saturday? I don't know. I don't think I did because I was out doing my errands and all. But Granny decided. Oh, Derwood doesn't want to go out to the Connections tonight. So I don't think we're gonna go. We're saving some money. I said, to hell with that, because y'all, Big Dick had already gotten in touch with me and said, Bergwater will be going out to the Connection. I said, yes. So y'all, before all that I was on that Stick It With a Poke, and y'all, it was a light crowd there. There was a good crowd in the chat room, but on the little show, it was just me and Gavin and Jim, and we nattered away and talked about current events and how just people are just ugly nowadays and things like that. Y'all, it's a good show. You listen to it. It's over there, the Stick It With a Poke. Then I had to go and get ready, and about the time I was leaving, the denims were coming on, and I bid farewell to everyone. But y'all, there's a nice crowd in the chat room, Cheddar chat room, and y'all, I got my shirt and everything, and there's off to the connections, and y'all, our favorite bartender was not working on Saturday night. Sat and chitter-chatted with Granny and Big Dick, and it was a nice enough evening. Granny was able to control his bowels, believe it or not, y'all. But he was going to leave the bar and go to the Taco Bell. Big Fatty, he had an explosion when he got home. It's true. Y'all, it got real cold on Saturday night, and the electric camisole just felt lovely. And then on Sunday, y'all, I got up and I had my breakfast and read the newspaper and everything. And y'all, I decided it was time to turn the heat on in the villa. And so y'all, I turned it on, and sure enough, you know, it smelled a little bit like it was burning, which I think it's supposed to when you first turn it on at the beginning of the season. Because y'all, I've never turned it on since I've been living here, and that's been back since April the 13th. Big Fatty, that's 8 months. It's true. Is it 8 months? No, it's 7 months. Anyway, did that, and I went for a little walk Sunday afternoon, and y'all, then I had some of the good soup. Some of the good soup is what I had, but I think that's about all that I being fatty. You didn't do a whole lot this weekend, y'all. It was just a relaxing weekend, y'all. I've got some a little birdie has sent me some shows on the TV machine via the computer that I can watch, and I've been watching them and everything. But y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 16th, Big Fatty, we're still having the effects of that Valentine sex. It's true, y'all. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, she's just crazy is what she is. Y'all, she's on that ding de bell with that John Ong. Y'all, it's de bell. It is de bell. Big Ready, we love de bell. She's crazy. She is crazy. Y'all, today is her celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fetish, you'll hear about it around the first of the year. She's about a month behind. Well, maybe about the middle of December instead. Y'all, it is that y'all's mama do. Yes, Big Fetish. Y'all, our third celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's over there. He's over there in the Hatlanta. Y'all, he's oftentimes out there on the balcony. Big Fatty hadn't been out there in a while. If you ever need directional information, he can give you the north and south of things. Big Fatty. Y'all, it is at Georgia and Atlanta. So, y'all, if you happen to see Dabelle or Yaz Mamadou or Georgia and Atlanta on the Twitty or the poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I hadn't been drinking, I promise you. And by the way, that what I was burping up was that soup. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that all three of them have a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Gussie, now y'all, I said I was going to wait till today to open these credit cards that Apple Louie and Termly Single Tim had sent, and y'all, I'm sticking to my word. I'm opening them today. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, the very first one was from Apple Louie, Peter Potamus, y'all, oh, Big Fatty, look, it's so pretty. Y'all, first of all, it's a very decorative envelope. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, the envelope looks like the can. That's really nice. And the can, it's got a crema tree on it, and it's covered in glitter. Big Fatty, thank goodness it wasn't full of glitter. It's true. And on the front, it says Merry Crema, and it says Crema 2012, when the glitter bomb exploded. People are finding glitter in their coats still today. Wishing you all the wonders and magic of Crema, love and tugs, Peter Potamus, and Apple Louie. Big Fatty, is that too? But no, it's the same person. Well, Apple Louie, thank you so much, and you're the very first. You're the very first Crema card, Big Fatty, and y'all, I don't have time to open a Termly Single Tim's today, so we'll do it tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty.
No.
Oh, dear Gussie. Big Fatty, I know that Hat M is so happy. And Granny loves the crema. You can never start too soon for Granny. But I know that Hat M loves it. Yes, Big Fatty, yes. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. It's Big Fatty's last week of work in November, and y'all, I'll be in single digits. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at DI Positive Contested, and Daniel, after hearing the Kremlin music today, what do you got to say?
So I just wanted to say publicly, this annoying little man.
Big Fatty, I'm not sure Daniel likes the Kremlin music. Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.